This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Hope you are having a good day as you get going today, and the day becomes only better when you start it with some time with God. And so that's what we want to do, opening the Bible, reading a few words, inviting God to speak to us. And you know, that's one of the big reasons that the Bible says God has sent His Holy Spirit into our hearts and lives, is to help us to understand His Word, to help us to recognize what He is saying, not just in general to everybody, but what He's saying to us. So, just right now, say, God, I'm listening. What do you have to say to me today? We're reading the Gospel of John. Today we come to chapter 3, verse 31. Here, John the Baptist is still talking. The crowds are starting to follow Jesus instead of him. And he's just said, that's okay, because I was sent to point people to Jesus. He must increase, but I must decrease. Now he goes on to say, he who comes from above, that's Jesus, is above all. He who is of the earth is from the earth and speaks of the earth. He who comes from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, of that he bears witness, and no man receives his witness. He who has received his witness has set his seal to this, that God is true. He's talking about himself. He received Jesus' witness. He is pointing people to Jesus. And he says that he sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son. God the Father loves Jesus Christ, and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. The anger of God abides on him. Now, you know, a lot of times we think that anger is always wrong. You should never be angry. That anger is worse for you than the person you're angry at. Well, that's not quite right. Anger can be right. When you see injustice done and you feel angry, that anger is good. It's righteous anger. It's always wrong to lose your temper, for your anger to control you. But to feel angry when things are done wrong, that's not wrong as long as your anger is under control. And God's anger is always under control. But it is right for God to feel angry. Remember, God is personal. He is a person. And when we wrong him, when we offend him, it's right that he feels angry about that. And so we have two big problems. We've broken God's laws and he's the judge of everyone, but we've also offended him personally and he's angry about that. And only the death of Jesus, his dear son, on the cross for us can remove God's anger from us. He sees Jesus dying on the cross in our place, and his anger just dissipates. And his justice is satisfied because the penalty has been paid for our sins. Don't you see what Jesus has done for you? It's so amazing. Why don't you trust in Jesus? You can trust him. Look, he was willing to sacrifice everything for you. Why don't you express your trust in him by simply praying and saying, Lord Jesus, I sure don't deserve what you've done for me, but I'm so grateful you did it. Thank you for the forgiveness that you offer me. I receive that forgiveness and believe in your love for me. Please make my life new how you want it to be. When you pray that from your heart, God does a miracle in your life. He forgives you, adopts you into his family, and you are beginning a new relationship with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.